What's going on, guys? It is the janitor. It's about 11:26 to 11:27. Okay, time. Just want to switch up on me, huh? And it's Wednesday, September 4th, and you know, we are doing a podcast. Fuck it, why not, right? I'm drinking a brewski, drinking a High Life. I'm with my boy and his wife. And my nigga Benny, Bensters, Benio, Benito, Burrito, Finito. You know what I'm saying? My boy out here, he's a big ass pit bull with a fucking, what's it called? What's wrong with his ear?
A hematoma.
My boy got a hematoma, old disabled ass nigga. Nah. Nah, this is my boy though, you know. But anyways, we out here. We just rolling up, scrolling, rolling, smoking. You know what it is. My boy's thirsty, but anyways, you know, we're just right. That did not sound good at all. Anyways, you know, it's just another lazy night at the fucking Oakland Ice Center.
Got a free sweater.
Got a free sweater, huh? Fuck yeah. What was I gonna say? I'm going to Yosemite this Sunday with a couple of us, you know. Fuck Jason. Punk asshole. Nah.
Hey, you gotta move, bro.
Oh, that was Chi. Jason's my boy who's fucking a whore. Nah. Shout out Jason though for the clip card and the $10, but still use a hoe. So, if you guys need any dogs or cats taken care of, let me know. You know what I'm saying? I got friends who take care of animals on what? The South City? South Side? South San Francisco. Boom. South Side. Yeah.
Are you on live?
Huh?
Are you on live?
No, I'm not on live. I'm just podcasting right now, you know? Say what's up. Say something. Anything. He choked, y'all. He choked. Alright, let's see your turn.
First of all, I'm pretty tired. I've been waking up early, going to sleep like at 2 in the morning.
For what?
Cause we've been coming out here to Oakland,
hanging out with my stupid ass.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty good though.
You know what it is. You know, shout out Taco Truck Sinaloa. You know what I'm saying? On Deuce and what street? 22nd and what? Deuce and Mac. You know what it is. You feel me? Go and get your fire ass tacos from down the street on Deuce. Nah, but
did you know that someone charged fucking for Mac Miller's death?
Wait, what?
They charged someone for Mac Miller's death.
Who?
Some dude that fucking sold them like some fake fucking shit.
What?
I seen it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, I'll find you the
link.
Article.
Yeah, send me the link. Me and my boy Zach been fucking.
I was like,
we been set tripping off of Mac Miller. Yeah. He's dead? Now I'm finding this out? Wow.
I know, it's on International and 22nd.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, E14, you see me? Good boy, Benny. We love you. You know, fucking.
He would have been useful the other day. I wonder how he would have reacted. He probably would have known.
Oh, for him? For the day that. Or the other day that happened?
Yeah.
He would have. Done what just like that.
Yeah, I know.
Where was he? We weren't taking care of him.
No. This was before
I seen Benny go crazy. That. He was kind of. I feel like if he really wanted to, he would break through the leash. I feel like he's not trying.
Oh no, for sure. This is a strong ass animal. If he really wanted to, he can dislocate your arm from your shoulder and really yank your shit.
Remember how to like push him the fuck out of our room because he wanted to say hi to our cat.
Really?
Yeah.
I had to literally throw this nigga.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Look at
crazy.
Him. He's 5. He's a grown ass man.
Benny.
Fucking Benny. Nah, you are hella cute though. We do love you though. Yeah. You is the homie, though.
Yeah, you better not be scratching my leather, though. Fuck that. You're getting your ass kicked.
It's my fault, though, because I let you in here, but still. No, then you're a dickhead. No, actually, you are, because you kicked me in the fucking face last night.
Damn, kicking people in the face last night, Benny?
Yeah, did I tell you that? I forgot about that.
You were sleeping?
Yeah. He kicked me in the back of my fucking head.
That's hell. What'd you do?
I just woke up like, what the fuck?
That's so funny.
Man, you fucking dickhead. It hurt, but I was just like, man, I'm tired. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Because literally that was out of nowhere. It was like, you know, when he's like massaging, he just went, bah, bah, like twice, you know, just like.
Right.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
He double tapped your ass one time.
So funny. You know Zombieland 2 is coming out?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so ready!
Same.
I'm so fucking ready.
Fucking juiced. You know, who just told me that Seth Rogen is the one who made the movie Good Boys?
Not us, but he is in Good Boys.
What?
It wasn't us, but he is in Good Boys.
No, but he made that movie.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
What happened? No.
Nothing. Oh, so yeah, I don't think we would be able to make it because the mass is in Pacifica.
What time?
At 11. And then they're going to drive him all the way to Cypress Lawn.
That's what I'm saying.
But it would have been cool because, you know, well, man.
What, you mean tomorrow?
Yeah, I wish I had a car where I can get sideways. Because while they're driving him, I would have wanted to get sideways.
Yeah.
But this car won't do that. It goes fast, but it won't go sideways. I mean, maybe
I can doubt that with 100% confidence because I've seen a real race driver drift anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Anything.
I feel like I'm just scared to fuck up the tires.
And you probably just don't have the driver experience.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
In all reality, honesty, you know, not to talk shit, but, you know.
No, I know.
Because some of those people, bruh, that just know how to drive whips, they'll yank that goddamn wheel while tapping the gas so featherly-like and perfect and beautiful-like that they'll just... Just slide across lanes, you know?
I feel like you got to practice in a bucket, always.
You have to practice at a very, very open parking lot, like an old airport.
Yeah.
An old runway of an airport, you have like hell lanes and just long ass yards of fucking runway, you know?
Yeah.
Practice all day at that motherfucker. Nah, but I went to the DMV this morning,
bruh. Actually, that is true.
I was so blessed, bruh.
Swinging a Toyota Camry.
Yeah. Nah, but I went to the DMV today, bruh. I was so blessed that there wasn't even a line, bruh. I was like, I went there and I was like, fuck, bro, it's gonna be out the door. And I looked out, I'm like, bro, there's no one here. I was wet, bro. So I walked in. Mind you, this is the Oakland DMV on 85th and Edis and Hagenberger, bro. It's one of the busiest ones, right? I get in there, boom, I'm out in 2 hours. When has that ever happened? Besides if you're there at 7 in the morning. Mind you, I got there at like 12, was gone by 2. Bro, I thought I was going to be there until at least 4, bro. But all I had to do was get a replacement California ID, so it was lit.
Oh, yeah, fucking.
It was just a real quick picture and cut, you know? But never again will I try to lose my ID. Well, it's not like I tried to lose my ID anyways. But never again will I lose my ID.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, and something tells me these tires won't be cheap, too.
These tires for this car for sure not gonna be cheap. They're gonna be for at least a 4-set, $200. $250.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's one reason why.
I'm not trying to fuck it up. Yeah, and honestly, bro, you're a grown ass man, bro. How old are you?
28.
24.
Now, Swank, okay.
No, I'm trying to get a little bucket.
To those niggas that, like, are in Hyphy Muscle or, like, Candlestick Park Boys or, like, niggas who swang shit, yeah, they're 30 years old doing it, but mind you, they're 30 years old doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you can swang cars at 24, but a car like this, this is what an adult would consider a mom car. You know, every day for the next 10 years car for
this
you
car?
To pick up your kids.
Mom car?
Yep. Take, you know, your kids to school, pick them up, go out, fucking drop you off, drop your wife off to and from work, whatever. You know, this is that kind of car. This isn't a, let me get shitty.
No, hell no.
You know? How much did you put down for this whip?
14.
14. How much is it to total?
No, we didn't put it down.
Oh,
14.
I mean, I
put it down
2,000.
2,000, and it's 14.
Like how much?
It was 12,000, but plus tax, 14.
Right. So then, therefore, would you?
This is just for like high performance. It just is a high performance card. It's not gonna.
I mean, would you swing $14,000 around the corner and possibly lose it for the rest of your life in half a second? If you had $14,000 in your pocket and you went around the corner knowing you might lose it in half a second, would you go down around the corner? Or would you stay at home?
What do you mean, like drift it?
Right. Wow, you're one of those, huh? It's either a yes or no, easy to simple question.
Yeah.
He's all, well, it depends on what corner you're talking about and what time. What if my niggas is down here on the corner, though? I'm going to be all right.
No, but I do get your point, though, Jose.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. Like, also, though, I do know where he's coming from, though, too.
Yeah. That's why I was thinking of getting, like, a little later on. Not right now. Not anytime soon, probably, but soon. But not soon, but like a Toyota.
Right.
But that has a real wheel drive. The MR2. Have you ever seen that?
An MR2?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh.
We're pretty cool.
DeAndre, come in.
I see you like the boys almost.
Oh, yeah.
You need anything? All right, for sure. Just let me know if you do.
Bye.
Sure. That's how cool my niggas are, friend. My coworkers.
That's cool.
He knows I'm back here. I was like, yeah, I'm about to go pick up some weed and probably come back. And either I'm going to San Leandro or Castro Valley or probably right down around the corner. He goes, nigga, do your thing. Went.
That's how.
So, did you go back? Oh, no, obviously not, because of backwoods or no woods, huh? Hey, fuck it. If you're going to smoke woods, just smoke woods.
No. Yeah. Not good for you.
Honestly, just fuck it.
And you can
tell the people what we're listening to right now.
You can buy something.
What kind of car is this? It's a Toyota. We're listening to a Toyota MR2 on the dyno with a fabulous, what is that?
3S GTE turbocharged motor using a Haptech Platinum Sport ECU.
Okay.
By a CRD.
Right.
And I just dropped my phone.
Damn.
Nah, but yeah.
That shit sounded sick, though.
And you know
though.
What's cool? You can buy a car exactly like this. I seen it already.
Let me hear it again.
For like $2,000 or like $9,000 at the most.
Play it again.
I seen one actually for $2,000.
Damn, we will catch it at the end.
Hold on, wait. Let me see if I find a better video.
Oh, that sucks. Did you hear about that boat fire, Jose?
Nah, what?
Yeah, like 30 people.
What?
Died. They barely found 14 bodies. This happened in Southern California.
What the fuck? What happened? Okay. Tell me all the details. Tell us all the details. Me and all my fans. I actually have like 7 established listeners on my podcast channel.
Well, hella shit's been going on.
So what happened with the boat? Is it a cruise?
It was like a a diving boat. You know, you can, you know.
Oh, yeah, you can go on there, fuck around. It's a little party boat. Okay. Yeah. But it was a nice one, obviously.
But, you know, for hella family members and obviously, shit like that.
Obviously, because 30
know.
Heads, that's a lot.
Yeah. But pretty much, I don't know, for some reason it just got on fire and then people got stuck underneath. Like, the door is locked or some shit like that. It's just some crazy shit. I just read it hella fast, but I'm not too sure.
Oh, and they all burned alive.
These niggas gotta sit the fuck
Can
up.
You imagine, bro?
Someone called, the last call was like, I can't breathe. Like, and it hung up.
Can you imagine? What? Can you imagine literally burning alive on water? That's not funny, but that's like, fuck, dude.
Yeah.
The irony. No one can burn alive on water. Said none of them on that boat.
I'll show you.
You know?
These are the 14 bodies that they found so far.
Oh my god. I am so sorry for you people. Wow. That was a whole ass family.
Yeah.
Some Hawaiians, some white people, and some Asians.
Yeah.
So you know that was a real family. Alright, latest coverage.
Yeah.
California boat fire. 17 victims from Bay Area. Students from a high school. Oh, wow. Look at that video.
Introducing Kron On. Live local news 24/7.
Fucking bitch.
You're talking live local news anytime, anywhere, on any device.
Kron On. Streaming now, commercial free.
What a dumb nigga.
TV to subscribe.
Look at this.
Getting a better picture of...
Gone. Ooh. He fucked up from the get-go.
I know.
Alright, let me listen to this real quick.
Fire. This was the first full day of the investigation. Kron 4's Taylor Bisacki is here with that part of the story.
Yeah, well, today the NTSB interviewed the owner and operator of the Conception and the boat's captain and crew members that escaped during that fire. They ran alcohol and drug tests on those crew members and say those results came back negative. They also inspected a similar boat to the Conception owned by the same company.
Everyone was sober.
This is going to be a very lengthy, detailed and comprehensive investigation.
Investigators digging into the details of what went wrong on the Conception diving boat that went up in flames on Monday, killing 34 people.
Holy shit!
First fire explosions with this vessel, and that is something we're going to be looking at. We have fire experts here.
The NTSB says they interviewed the five surviving crew members as teams went back to document the Conception's wreckage, which is currently 60 to 65 feet underwater.
Mapping the wreckage before it is moved. We want as much video and digital images as we can get before that vessel is moved. And we're hopeful that that will be able to be raised soon. We understand that there are plans underway to salvage
it. On
Wednesday, the NTSB also stepped foot on the
Vision,
a boat owned by the same company as the Conception.
It's not the exact replica, but it is a
similar
vessel
to
Conception. And what that means is some things may be arranged differently, but it's pretty close. And I wanted to lay
on
the vessel and just get a sense of the layout.
Vision's captain describes the exit layouts.
Yeah, she's
one
really
is considered the emergency exit.
Wow.
It is a small exit, but it is more than enough room for any human being to pass through. Right. And then the one is the standard entrance and exit with the stairway.
The owner, Truth Aquatics, stopped operations of Vision and its third boat during this investigation.
Now, the NTSB also spoke with families today. They have interviews scheduled with first responders, Coast Guard inspectors, witnesses, and more tomorrow. They say the preliminary report should be ready in about 9 days.
Wow.
That will only include facts about the boat.
Right.
They say we may have to wait 1 to 2 years for a determined
cause
of this fire.
Report what?
The studio, Taylor Bisacki, Kron 4 News.
You heard that, man?
Wow.
What
is
it? It's going to take 1 or 2 years for them to find out the real reason
exactly what happened.
Oh, God, no.
Wow. Real quick, you know, I just want to say shout out to, or not shout out, but, you know, love and respect and my condolences, our condolences to all the family members, extended family members, and immediate family members of this fucked up situation, you know. Our hearts and prayers go out to you. Damn, look, it's 5-0 and the surveillance van right behind us. Isn't that some crazy shit?
Really?
It's that same nigga we followed all the way back to Eastmont the other day. Look. I swear on my life, bruh. That's crazy. Anyways, man, that's some crazy ass shit.
Yeah.
30 fucking, what, 7 people died? 34?
34.
Holy shit, that sucks, dude. And it's not like none of them could even not swim. Probably it's like, where the fuck would you swim to?
Yeah.
You know, it's dark. It's pitch black. If you guys have ever been fishing at night, in the middle of the ocean, oh my god.
Yeah.
It is, it's scary dark black. Like, it's so black, you would think it's absorbing all of the light. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, no, for sure.
It's intimidating dark. Like, that, I'll tell you, for a grown-ass man, it's intimidating dark, you know?
Yeah.
After you do it a couple times, yeah, you get used to it. Yeah, you know, most motherfuckers that are probably going to be listening to this going to be like, oh, he's a bitch, blah, blah, blah. But still, when it's your first time, it's dark, you know? So, damn, that sucks, though. What, 2 years?
Damn, that's sad.
Yeah, that is hella sad. Yeah, that's some shit. You know, on some other kind of similar news like that, maybe, like, 2 weeks ago, I was reading about how this man, he called the police, and he told them that there is a car that drove off. You know those canals that drive you alongside LA? Those big ass things that run water?
Oh, yeah.
The canals? Okay. He said,
where they kick it like in Blood In, Blood Out?
Huh?
Where they like kick it in Blood In, Blood Out?
Right. But there's, it's full of water sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
And some guy called and was like, you know, somebody was standing on the edge of it, and I think you should go check on them. So 5-0 pulls up, and they go to the area of where bruh said that he seen them, right?
Yeah.
These niggas didn't find the body, but they pulled out 90 cars from that bottom of the fucking canals. 90 cars of people who accidentally either drove over or purposely drove over and killed themselves.
Wow.
And they said some of those cars have been sitting there for years.
That's
was like,
crazy,
what?
Man.
They were like 3 to 4 to 5 years.
But
and
no
I was like,
checks.
Wow, dude. No one checks, bro. No one checks. Bro, those roads are long. Have you ever gone to L.A.?
No.
Never been to L.A.?
Well, I mean, yeah, I've been to L.A., but not that part.
Okay, well, you have to go through that part to get to LA. So you have been. You know those long ass roads where it's dumb ass dark and it's just you in the desert? And you're driving for hella long? It's the only way to Southern California. It's Highway 1, I believe.
Probably, I mean, yeah, most likely. Because, I mean, we drove all the way to San Diego, LA.
Oh, yeah, you guys have definitely. You guys have definitely passed it.
So maybe we have, but we just don't.
Probably definitely didn't notice your surroundings or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could we roll down this back window for him?
Yeah.
Yo. Yeah, fucking, so anyways, though, they put out 90 cars and, that shit was just some insane ass shit, you know? I'm like, how the fuck do 90 cars end up in maybe a 60 to 70 foot canal and no one never noticed?
Because the government doesn't give a shit about no one.
Right. Right.
It's fucking dickhead. That's crazy.
How'd you
find out
about that? Uh-huh.
Who, me? Or her?
Yeah. No.
I found out about it on the news.
Oh.
Let me see that video, though. What were you saying?
A little kid.
Yeah, meatballs.
I'm a reporter with this child abuse.
Of course. Wow. What did he do?
He's drunk, right? And he's like 5. Mm-hmm. And his mom's all in the camera. Look. He looks like 6.
That nigga's gonna be a drunk ass nigga. Yeah. Fucking raping girls and shit.
Yeah. Wow. What you guys aren't seeing is she like grabbed the bottle and made him drink some more, and he's all well, no, I mean like to my viewers on my podcast. We're podcasting.
Oh, you're still having it.
We're still podcasting. It's 25 minutes in.
What's up, everyone?
Again.
Wait, is this on a website or something?
It's on Anchor. It's gonna go on iTunes. It's gonna go on SoundCloud. It's gonna go on Spotify. You guys can listen to it if you want to. I have hella other podcasts. Wow, are you serious? He's definitely drunk. Hey, for like 10 minutes, maybe like 2 seconds, I thought, hey, my little nigga's lit as fuck right now. My nigga turned up. But then it's like, wow, that is not okay. I would never, ever in my life,
I see some
ever.
Crazy ass videos on Facebook all the time.
This is...
Let my wife ever, ever get my kid drunk, I swear to God I'm going
to
prison.
I swear to God.
I'm going to prison. You know why? You know why? Yeah. I'm going to karate chop her in the throat so hard, I'm going to break her windpipe.
What the fuck?
Oh, she's making him smoke cigarettes?
Oh, shit, I went too far.
Oh, I'm definitely beating the shit out of her. You a hella far back.
No, it's about to come up right now.
Oh, the cigarette in his hand. He's saying in Spanish, can you turn it on? Can you light it? For those who ain't know, she spiked it with her cigarette, and now she's handing him a whole ass of Newport, probably, or a Marlboro, and she's sparking his cigarette, and he's sitting there watching her, right? And he's like, is it done? And now this motherfucker is hitting it. She must be a loser, bitch, blood. Did she go to jail yet? I hope so. Not even to be like Kodak Black. I hope so. But I hope so. They're struggling, you guys, to light this cigarette.
Yeah. So that's how you know definitely the mom's retarded.
Now he's like, oh, I'ma just light it.
Damn, he's like, bitch, you're taking too long. Oh, wow. This is a disappointment to parenthood.
Just wow, dude. Okay. What a loser ass bitch, bruh. Can you believe shit? Oh my god.
Little kid keeps asking, oh, what do the comments say? Like, what the fuck?
What do the comments say? Fucking sick bitch. Crazy bitch. What a bitch.
Disrespect, bro.
Everything's just bitch. Like, I swear to God.
I swear to God. Bitch, I kill you.
What a fucking dumbass bitch,
bro. I kill you.
Wow.
Yes, I'm saying that. I wouldn't really, I mean, I can't say that because I'm getting paid and watched on my app. But, you know, I wouldn't kill her, but... Metaphorically, to 1,000% of my metaphorical seriousness, I'd have killed her. But you know,
who's the father too? He's the fucking probably too. Well.
If he's not dead, I would have no respect for him.
I know.
Unless he handled
that. You guys
ever
watch this today?
Keep her hands on this nigga, and he just felt like a bitch.
Oh, he grabbed her. Oh, he grabbed her, and then boop, boop, boop. Boop, boop, boop. I'm from East Oakland. Everybody's like, bro, you got your ass beat. Let her go. I'm Halloween.
Yesterday, the...
Yeah, Facebook.
Facebook really got no chill?
Say, following me.
His family member?
Following me.
That's right.
You're not getting in my car. You tripping. No. You're not getting in my car. I unlocked my door, but you rushed to my passenger. You're not getting in my car. Sorry. Yep, you are on camera.
She can't trust him on the first party.
I already told you, I'm not. So, I don't know why you following me.
I don't even rob drunk bitches.
Okay. Facts.
You ran straight to the passenger side. Can you get away from my door so I can get in my car, though?
Huh.
I don't even know you.
Hey, delete that camera. I'll grab that phone from you right.
And then, you know what? All these witnesses out here.
Talk about this, niggas. Delete that on camera. Please.
Well, can you get away from my car? I'll delete it as soon as I see you start walking that way. Because for my safety, you just followed me around this store, and then you following me to my car.
Huh.
Actually, I'm going to go back to the store because you are out of line right now.
Just walk back to the store.
And you're not going to...
You can delete the camera.
First of all...
Delete that shit.
You're going to get away from me.
Yeah.
Get away from
this
me.
This thing is so
actual. This thing is a weirdo.
No, I don't.
Wow.
Looks like you need to make some money off of me. No, it's not. That's why you
want
to
help me.
Fuck you, man. Man,
hold on. Delete that shit. Hurry up, huh?
Can y'all call 911? This guy just followed me around the store. And he tried to follow me to my car and get in my car.
A Valley woman's random encounter with a stranger is going viral. That woman says she was just trying to get to her car when she says a man she didn't know started to follow her.
Hey, what if that was her baby daddy and this bitch was playing it off so good? What if that was like her BD?
She was shopping when this random man came up to her and started to speak to her. She then began to feel very, very uncomfortable. And then she decided to maybe she could lose him in the store and get away from him. But then she saw him again when she was walking to her car, and he followed her all the way.
I mean, man, that's some shit, bro. If you weird ass motherfuckers come and try to fucking... If y'all try to follow some bitches to get some pussy, bro, you stupid, you weird. Oh, you're thirsty, okay? You need to get a goddamn life, all right? All this crazy shit that's going on in this motherfucking world needs to relax, okay? You know? And... Anyways, these weird ass motherfuckers in this world, you know, need to relax, need to be cool. Alright guys, well, it was a good little session, you know. Honestly, we need to remember, don't be harassers, okay? And don't fucking be a weird ass weirdo, bro. Fucking get your life straight, you know. Don't pollute the earth. That's them is facts, you know. Anyways, fuck Jason, you hoe. I can't wait for you to get eaten by a motherfucking bear at Yosemite, you stupid hoe. Say what's up, Benny. He's asleep. Anyways, fucking Deuce, and yeah, you know, we'll be tapping in real soon, like. Oh, the dog sitters want to say deuces.
Yeah. Peace. Tonight, life is short. Stay happy. Be positive.
Yep.
You heard it here live, first and direct, you stupid bitch. Nah, anyways, all right then, y'all.